Hey guys, Mod here. Recently I got to participate in a one-shot run by Crit and Miss Roleplaying Games. That's CRIT_N_MISS Roleplay Games. Best one-shot ever done in my life. Got to play a Dampier level 12 Way of the Astral Self monk. He grappled like a beast. And this is the clip from the end, the epic conclusion, the closing of the Hellgate. Guys, enjoy it. Little Easter gift from me. Merry Easter, you little bastards. Enjoy your chocolate bunnies and eggs and bilbies if you're from Australia. And guys, once again, Merry Easter. Stay safe on the roads, all right? Enjoy.
Why don't you narrate?
Well, I have... Let's just say you can't count out... I got to ask some questions, all right? I had a held action.
Yep.
If this thing hits 50 hit points, does it blow up?
It does.
Like that's a guarantee.
Absolutely. All right.
Do you rule falling damage as a D6 per 10 foot?
That's generally speaking, yep. Correct.
And I was holding an action to activate it. Could I use my held action to damage it?
You can do so, yeah, if you want to.
Well, I just rolled an attack on it and did 13 damage to it.
Okay. I don't know how many hit points it had left.
That takes so up it, to 39.
It was at 33 before.
Yep. So now it's at 46.
46, so it's got 4 hit points.
No, left. Well, wouldn't it take half of that? Or is it because it's direct damage?
No, you're right. I was saying it was taking half the damage, but look, man, we're getting near the end here. I'll allow it to take full damage, half damage, whatever.
Awesome. Because what I want to do is I want to get to the top of the obelisk. So I'm looking down at him, and yep. I just want to say, you never should have stood in our way. And then I just want to peg it downwards. And then I want to leg it for the door.
How far can you move?
165 feet. 160. It is 170.
It's 170 feet. You're 120 feet up as well.
I know. I'm not going to make it. I'm just legging it for it. So he thinks I'm going to make it. Because I want to run over the top of his head and boot him in the face as I go past. I'm well aware I'm not going to make it. I'm giving him one final defeat that he thinks I'm going to make it.
You just got to jump when the explosion goes off, Mitch, that's all. You'll get thrown through the gate.
I'm going to 100%, like, I drop it, and I run and jump over the top of him. Like, I'm 100 and however many feet up. And slow fall / step of the wind sort of run, like, Matrix. Straight for the exit.
Okay. You're standing at the top of this obsidian obelisk. The sky obscured with acrid black smoke. The whole scene is cast in unnatural red light. The segments of the obsidian obelisk start spinning faster and faster as Malativus, this great winged devil, draws nearer to you. It reaches out one massive clawed hand, and you're almost holding the Weave Render bomb. Its blue glowing aura opposing the red from the obelisk upon which you stand. For a moment, some light pierces through thick black smoke that makes up the cloud cover here, and time almost seems to slow down as Malativus reaches out for the bomb, and at the last second you throw it down, and Malativus' hand tries to catch it but misses and looks down, and as it looks down you leap from the obelisk. You jump off his back,
run up his tail.
Run down his tail, jump down onto the pier, your footsteps echoing as you're just at full speed towards the Hellgate. You make it towards the end of the steps. You're reaching out towards the Hellgate. Missandei, from your position, from where you are, you just watch as this blue speck of light drops. Malativa's following it down as it goes. As it impacts the ground, the last thing you see is a blinding white flash of light. As your eyeballs are literally seared out of your skull. And Pia King, you're literally inches away when the bomb goes off. Roll a constitution saving throw.
Ah, my one weakness. Health points and constitution.
Above a 16.
Unfortunately, I'm a plane away. Otherwise, you'd get that plus 4.
Sorry, 13's not enough.
I haven't rolled yet.
Oh, that's not your roll.
That's
your arms of astral self. Okay, so 16 or above.
I thought someone rolled for me then. Okay, here we go. I got a plus 3, so I need a 13 at least.
A very important roll.
Let's go!
Yeah.
The force of the shockwave of the bomb propels you forward just as the magical energy begins to unravel. You see the portal starting to close, but the shockwave pushes you forward into the portal at the very last second. And Abraxas, Rin, and Vlad the Impaler, you see the portal starting to close, and the stones of the Hellgate in Bray Hill start to crumble like the tower in Lord of the Rings at the end of the movie. It starts to crumble inwards. And you see the portal closing in on itself. And just as it's about to close, you see the body of Pia King just suddenly
evading.
Smoke just rising from his singed body, but he's alive. And you get up and dust yourself off. What do you say?
I'm just so happy. This is the best day of my life.
He's not dead. I can't take some of his soul.
And that's where we're going to end it tonight, gentlemen.
All right, guys, I really hope you enjoyed that. And remember, head over to Facebook or Twitch, Crit and Miss, CRIT_N_Miss, MISS. Search them up, follow them, share them, subscribe, do all the good stuff, give them some support. Australian streamer / podcaster, good D&D content. And honestly, if you're lucky enough to get involved like I did, you'll have a time of your life. All right. Peace out, guys. Merry Easter.